Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
What's up? Hey there, welcome to The Chalene Show. I know you've already told me you're not very happy with me because I haven't done a tremendous amount of episodes lately. Well, I promise that is going to change. But the reason why I haven't done a tremendous amount of episodes lately for The Chalene Show is because I really do live what I preach. I really do live smart success. And the thing that I teach to my students is when you have something new, something that you want to master, a season, if you will. Society tells us just do more, put more on your plate, just heap it on, stay up late, work extra hard, get super focused, and just do more. Well, I think it's the wrong message. Personally, I believe if I have something new I want to learn, I want to master, I've got to take either something completely off my plate or I have to make room for it by having less of something or less of a few things. So having said that, I have been diligently spending time, as you probably know, on Periscope, kind of trying to figure out what is the allure here? Why do I love this platform so much? And then looking into YouTube live broadcasting and Facebook live broadcasting, because bottom line is not everybody can afford to come to Southern California and train with me personally. Not everyone is ready to make an investment in the Smart Success Academy or Marketing Impact Academy. And my purpose, my passion, the thing that wakes me up at night is wanting to help people. So the opportunity to do that with live streaming broadcasts is really exciting. And because of that, you haven't heard me doing as much podcasting. But I have to tell you, if you love my podcast, I invite you to follow me on Periscope. I invite you to tune in when I do a live broadcast on Facebook because it will be the type of content that you can expect here on The Chalene Show. Live broadcasting is an opportunity for me to do exactly what I'm doing here with you right now. But it's even more fulfilling for me to do it live because I can read your comments. I know when you're like, okay, I don't understand, go back, explain, or I need one more example, or even just to hear your affirmations like, yes, I hear you. That's what I'm going through too. I get it. So that's just the truth. It's not an excuse. It's just the honest answer. And I want you to follow suit when you've got to master something new, when you want to really understand something, when you're going through a season. I don't want you to try to do everything and continue to do everything at the same level. You just can't and survive it. You have to sometimes pull back in other areas or remove something completely from your plate. Today's episode is all about how to be instantly happy. And yes, this broadcast was also recorded live on Periscope. I hope I see you there. If I do, use this hashtag so that I know you heard this special message just to you. Use the hashtag me happy, okay? Because I'll know it's not a typo. Instead of be happy, you're going to use me happy. And then I'll know you got this secret message. All right, onto the show. Today, we're talking about how to be instantly happy. Now, I'm not talking about, just to be clear, how to be happy when you're dealing with depression on a regular basis, when there's seriously something off. And I think we all are pretty good at recognizing when, like, this isn't just a bad day or a sad day. Like, I have been sad for days and it doesn't make sense why. I do not know why, but I am just really, really unhappy. That's a different kind of sad. That's the kind of sad where I'm going to encourage you to get help. And I'm not a licensed psychologist or a therapist, but I am a big fan of people who get therapy. I'm sitting here in front of you and telling you that I am a healthier, happier person because I do therapy on a regular basis, as is my husband, as have my children, as do my friends, because I'm not an expert at the brain, but I'm all about removing that stigma and like, why deal with your stuff and make your friends and your family members and other people feel that burden, you know, and it's a burden because they can't, nor are they trained, nor are they the right person to go to if you're having those kind of issues. And it's not even just about depression, just in general. And then I'm going to drop this. If there's something bugging you, something you're trying to sort out, some type of feelings you're trying to process, go get a therapist. That's the ultimate. Now, for those days, however, when you're like, I don't know why, but I'm just kind of bummed out. I wish I felt better. I wish I was happier today, and I'm not. And I kind of need to be in a good mood because my sister's getting married later today, or it's my son's graduation, and I'm really sad because he's graduating, but I still need to be happy. I want to give you some instant things you can do to immediately boost your mood. Number one, you have got to pull out your phone and call someone. Now, that's the tough part, is to call someone and just say, hey, I just wanted to call and leave you a voicemail message. And if you want, you could also text them. I know that, you know, listen, if you call me, I'm not picking up my phone. That's the truth. I don't like phone calls. Are you like that with your phone? I'm like, okay, wait a second. Who is this person calling me? Everybody knows I don't talk on my phone. I'll talk to you in person, but I'm not talking. My phone is not for talking. My phone is for texting. So it's up to you if you want to call someone. I do think it's very touching because nowadays it's rare to actually get a call from someone, or better yet, a voicemail. Okay, so a couple different ways you can do this. You can text it. You can record a voice note on your phone. I love that because then it saves forever. Or you can just pick up the phone and call someone. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, I need to say thank you to you, because without you, I wouldn't have been able to fill in the blank. And just express how thankful you are. And you know what? You're going to think I'm a lunatic for saying this, but it's really a mood booster when you send that to someone who's hurt you. And in the process of healing, perhaps, you realize, I want to thank you for teaching me that I'm a stronger person, and that, you know, whatever it is you've learned from that person. Now, don't make that thank you phone call if you still have so much anger and hate in your heart that you're going to come across as sarcastic and inauthentic. I want you to say thank you if you've spent enough time thinking about this and you have not forgotten, but you've forgiven them and you realize it was actually a gift, what happened, what they did, what you learned. You know, and maybe it was someone who didn't treat you right, but because of it, you realized that you are worthwhile and you are worthy of love and appreciation. And maybe it's not time to make that call. Maybe it would just make you feel better to record that message on your phone. And when you're ready, you could send it. But even if it's not someone who hurt you or wronged you, do you know how nice it is to get just randomly, not because it's Christmas or your birthday, but because you're just thinking of that person and you get a message from them that says, I just want to thank you because I've learned so much from you and you gave me your time and your appreciation and your trust and you didn't have to do that. And, you know, maybe it's 5 years later, 10 years later, whatever, but I just want you to know it really made a difference to me. And I think about you on a regular basis. Like, I would love for you to leave that message. I would love for you to do that. Okay, tip number two, and this one will not shock you, exercise. Exercise. And I'm not talking about the exercise you're trying to get so that you have a ripped six pack. And I'm not talking about exercise where you know you're setting yourself up for disaster. And that would be the type of exercise when you are going to, like, let's say you haven't worked out in 20 years and you're like, I'm going to sign up for a CrossFit class and I'm going to make sure there's a bunch of hot guys and hot girls who are unfriendly. That's not going to make you happy. I'm talking about exercise that boosts your endorphins, that releases dopamine. One of the main reasons why I am such a huge advocate of exercise is because it regulates my mood. If I can't exercise because life has gotten in the way, or I didn't plan accordingly, or I'm injured, or I'm sick, I might kill someone. And I need to figure out, like, what county I'm going to serve the least amount of time, because I don't exercise to be thin. I don't exercise for abs. I don't exercise for anything. First and foremost, for my mood. And when people ask me how many days a week should I exercise? I say, oh, please, only exercise on the days you want to be in a good mood. Other than that, don't exercise. Only exercise on the days when you want to feel better about yourself, have more energy, have more creativity, be nicer to other people, and live a little longer. Other than that, don't exercise on those days. Now, hear me clearly. I'm not talking about 60 minutes of, bone-crushing cardio. I'm talking about get your heart rate up. I'm talking about do something that feels good. Too many people think of exercise as punishment because they associate it with being picked last. They associate it with not being good at a sport or being laughed at or not fitting in at the gym. And so they associate it with a negative. And I'm telling you, exercise is a gift that you give yourself. But set yourself up for success. Do something that you will enjoy. Think about the last time or maybe the first time when you were doing something physical that you were like, wow, I feel great. I feel like I could conquer the world. I mean, like literally go back to middle school, high school, something you were doing physically. Were you outside? Were you on a basketball team? Were you on drill team? Were you running? Were you hiking? Were you dancing alone in your room? Like just think about that time when you're like, I feel amazing. And that's what I want you to do in terms of exercise. I'm not saying do Pyo or Insanity or P90X or CrossFit or whatever lunatic workout you want to do. I'm saying go back to the thing that makes you feel amazing. Tip number three, we started with it during this broadcast. It's have a happy, happy playlist. A playlist that is embarrassing. A playlist when people look at the songs on your list, they're like, what? Huh? Bob Dylan and Rick Ross? Who are you? Right? Like that kind of a playlist where you're like, I don't need to explain it. I don't need to explain that I kissed my first boyfriend to this song and that I went to my first concert and this is the group that we heard, and I don't need to explain that this song brings me back to my favorite movie. Like, I don't need to explain it. I don't care. No need to judge me. This is just for me. But I can't listen to a song on this playlist and not be happy. You need to have that kind of playlist. Mine can be found on Spotify. I have two Spotify accounts. I don't know why. But there's one called Shalene Private and one I think is Shalene Johnson. But I will share both playlists for you. One is called Happy, Happy, Happy. And one I think is called Shalene Johnson Happy or something. I don't, they all both have happy and my name in them. And I will share them both with you. So if you go on Twitter and check for that tweet, I will use the hashtag, somebody remind me. I will use the hashtag happy playlist Shalene. And then that way you could just do a Twitter search for happy playlist Shalene and you'll see the link to my Spotify. Tip number four, this one is surefire. Serve other people. Do something cool. Do something helpful. Do something that really is unexpected, but you're helping other people. Like when you're feeling down and blue, call someone and say, hey, remember how you were saying you needed some help designing a banner? I know you were saying the other day that you wished you had somebody who could help you figure out what your freemium should be. Or, I realize that you have needed some help in this department. I just want to let you know I'm going to be there this weekend to help you. Like, just serve other people. Just help someone. I mean, it can literally be, and you know this is true, like when you go to the grocery store and you help somebody with their groceries, like an older lady put the groceries in her cart. No, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about like when you do something nice for other people without expectation of anything other than this is going to make me feel good. It makes me happy, right? That's such a nice thing to do. Writing a letter to people, I think, is just a wonderful way to lift other people's spirits too. Number five is you need a G list. A G list is something you can create and should create. Don't go back to it. Like, I don't want you to look at your G list. I want you to create a new G list on the day that you're feeling blue. Because it is the act of thinking and trying to come up with G's that will make you happy. So what are G's? G's are things that you are grateful for. A gratitude list. So you just found out you have cancer. And your husband left you. And you lost your job. And you've just found out that you're gonna be evicted in 30 days. Could you still make a G list? Heck yes, you still have so much to be grateful for. And let me say this, it is impossible. It is impossible to be blue and grateful at the same time. Those two emotions can't happen. They don't happen at the same time. So you will make a fresh gratitude list the next time you are feeling blue. Number six, this one will surprise you. Do a dub smash. Have you ever done a dub smash? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go to the App Store. I don't know if the app is available for Android, but go to the App Store and download the app called Dub Smash and get to know me. I am not kidding. It is the ultimate fix for happiness. You can't make a dub smash and be in a bad mood. It's impossible. You ready? My next one is you need to change focus. Most often, people are sad, including myself, when we are all worried about what other people think, that we've let somebody down or that somebody's unhappy with us or we have disappointed them. And so you need to change your focus. And the way you do that is by having something to focus on. It's almost like, when we have something to focus on, like if you're sad about something and then suddenly there's like an emergency, you're like, I don't remember what I was sad about, right? So if you have something you can focus on, I promise you won't be sad as long as we can take your focus away from whatever it is that you're thinking about. And 9 times out of 10, the reason why someone is sad or feeling blue and they can't really figure out why, it's because something is off in one of your relationships, or you're worried about what people who really don't matter think, or that you've let them down, or you just need to, as Britt says, you just need to forget about it. But more importantly, you need to focus on what matters to you. And that means you've got to know, where are you headed? What is your purpose? Why are you here? Why were you born? Why have you been through the muck and back? Because if you start to focus on what you're going to do with the greatness you have inside of you, you can't be sad. It's impossible. You won't have the time or the space or the energy or the desire to worry about people who don't deserve your worry. People who quite frankly, have very little to do with this future you are planning for yourself. And so when you focus on things that are exciting, things that are possible, it puts everything into perspective and you worry that much less, and I promise you will be happier. All right, number eight. Emails and letters and notes and text messages. Start saving them. And I know this happens to you. Maybe it's a screenshot. Maybe you do Periscopes or a Facebook message and someone says something so nice to you and you think to yourself, wow, that just made my night. I want you to screenshot it. The next time you get a text message from someone and it's just warms your heart and it makes you feel appreciated and loved, I want you to save it. You've gotten a beautiful text message from your spouse, your significant other, a friend, a coworker. You've seen a notice or a mention or a comment on Twitter or on Facebook, and you might have blown it off and not accepted that compliment. And what I want you to do is now soak it in. Allow it to be consumed. Like, accept it. It's the kindest thing you can do, because when someone's giving you a compliment, saying something nice about you, it feels good to them because they know they've made you feel good. And so when you do that and you accept their compliment, you're giving them a gift back. And I want you to save it and never forget it, all right? My next tip, it's okay to be sad, but I want you to put a time limit on it so that your sad moment doesn't turn into a slippery slope that lasts a week. So put a time limit on it. I have people always like, are you always happy? Not always. I have days where, but I'm pretty neutral. Like, I don't get, like, people are like, oh my God, you're going to be on the Kelly and Michael show. Are you so excited? Are you so happy? And I'm just like even. Like, I'm like, nothing gets me super excited. Nothing gets me really sad. And it's just the truth. I could lie to you, and I do. Sometimes people go, are you so excited? I'm like, yes, I am so excited. But I'm neutral because I expect good things to happen. I expect bad things to happen. I am loving my life. I'm enjoying the ride. And the things that get me like super duper, like crazy happy are so weird, it wouldn't make sense to other people. I don't know why. It's like weird things make me happy. But I'm not normally sad and I'm not normally excessively happy. I'm just really even. You need to know that 50% of that comes from your genetics. If you have two naturally happy parents, typically they make a pretty happy child, number one. Number two is your environment, how you were raised, things that happened to you, your past, your experiences. Number three is what you do each day. What are you doing? How could I not be happy? My life is ridiculous. It's redonkulous. How could I not be happy? I help people all day, every day. My job is to help people. My job is to make dub smashes. My job is to do things that make people laugh. My job is to do things that make people healthy. My job is to help people start their own businesses and have choice. How could I not be happy when I have chosen a career where I get to serve? So if you're unhappy, I would say, think about doing things that make you happier by serving others, because you just can't be sad and serve others at the same time. But when I do have one of those days where I feel blue, I give myself permission to feel blue. It's okay. I will just say to myself, okay, you have until noon. And I will lay in my bed with my laptop on my lap, and I will do some online shopping, or I'll watch, you know, pointless television shows, or I'll watch endless numbers of documentaries. And I just tell myself, it's okay. I'm just kind of blue today. And I think it's okay as long as you put a time limit on it. All right, my next tip, number 10, you ready? Plan something. Remember when you were a kid and Christmas was right around the corner, or Hanukkah, or whatever it is you celebrate, or your birthday? Everybody celebrates a birthday. Remember when your birthday was right around the corner, like when you're 8 and you're like, oh my birthday's coming up. Okay, I'm 7 and a half, but I'm gonna be 8. I'm 7 and a half, but soon I'm gonna be 8. My birthday's on Saturday, my birthday. And you get like so excited, and how could you be sad when you have something to look forward to? When I'm teaching fitness classes, I will tell my students when they need an extra boost of energy. I won't say dig deeper or something like that. I'll say, what are you looking forward to like in the next week? If you can plan something that you're looking forward to, I promise it's impossible to stay sad. So have something to look forward to. And if you don't have anything to look forward to, then plan something. Plan a trip. Plan a coffee with your girlfriends. Plan a date night. Plan to attend a seminar. Plan to invest in yourself so you have some of the tools and the resources and the networking that you need to build your business. And my number 11 tip, you ready for this? There's always 11. 11 is my favorite number. Number 11 is be courageous. The life that you want to live is right on the other side of your fear. Yes, fear. Do something while you're shaking in your boots and not sure if it's the right thing to do. I want you to feel the fear, because there is no courage without fear. But you won't fail. You're experimenting. And you will realize as you stand up and dust yourself off that you survived it and it wasn't that bad. And that's going to make you happy. But you've got to do something courageous, something you've never done before, something new, something that is outside of your comfort zone, something that you realize other people are doing it. Why can't I? Dang it, I just have to push myself. It's time. Now is the time. Why am I afraid to freaking do this? I keep hearing the stories that this is what other people do. Why am I afraid? Well, they were afraid too. The only difference is they stepped forward. Step into your fear. Do it anyways and realize you live through it and you're better for it. You, just like Emily said, can do anything with your positive attitude. Go, Emily. I believe that to be true. But you can't be afraid of fear. You have to step into it and think of it as an experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an honor to be here with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Chalene Show. It's my podcast. You can find it in the health category on iTunes. And if you want to be a part of this live, then you need to get on Periscope, the coolest place on the planet. Am I right, you guys? Yes. Thanks so much for being a part of this live broadcast. I would also love to give you the heads up that by the time you hear this recording, most likely, Smart Success is either open or about to be open. So please check it out. It's something that we only launch once a year. Just once a year. And people are always saying, when is it going to be open again? I didn't get in. I didn't know. Well, now you're in the know. So please be sure to go to smartsuccess.com to learn more about how you can create the life that you deserve. A crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. All of the steps, how you create a blueprint, and even more importantly, the steps, like what to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And not just the motivation to do this, but the how to do this. This is not just for entrepreneurs. It has nothing to do with marriage. It's about you. So everybody is welcome. We're going to help you figure out your purpose. Together, we will create a blueprint so that you can start living your life. The life that you design, not somebody else's agenda, not according to the expectations of another, but a life that truly makes you happy and feel fulfilled and peaceful. Peaceful. That is my wish for you. I invite you to check it out by going to smartsuccess.com. And until we have a chance to spend some time together again soon, yo, you need to follow me on Periscope. I'm there every day. And I will continue to be posting shows here to The Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe, which you can find by going to the business section of iTunes or the Stitcher app on Android. Until we have a chance to spend some time together again soon, I just want you to know, you are the bomb.com.